It's getting colder outside, and that means it's time to take advantage of incentives on high-efficiency gas heating equipment from National Grid. Because nobody wants to experience a breakdown in the middle of winter. If your equipment is getting older, think about making the switch to a newer model. Because saving energy means saving money. Exclusive incentives up to $800 are available now for energy-saving furnaces, boilers, and more. Learn more at ngrid.com/li-gas-heating.
Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237. Today we have a very special program where we're honored at the World Peace Prize.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the special occasion of President Gregory Floyd receiving the World Peace Prize Roving Ambassador for Peace Award. I'm Barbara Flaherty. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Irish National Caucus and a judge and corporate manager of the World Peace Prize. And before we begin, I would like to give special thanks to Phyllis, who has been our godsend in organizing, to Anthony, our chief IT, Anthony Medrano, and Alex Garrett. Without their assistance, this would not roll. As we're going to see in the upcoming video clip of the late beloved President Richard Trumka of the AFL-CIO, he was very enthusiastic about the World Peace Prize, and in 2016, he launched it for us by receiving the first Roving Ambassador of Peace Award. And in June 2018, he received the second tier, which was a Peace Prize for Labor Leadership. And he agreed and was scheduled to receive the third and final tier, the Solidarity Award, but unfortunately, in August 5th, he died that year, and it was tragic, but he was a wonderful, wonderful friend, person, and family man. And there's no better way to start than to hear words from the great man himself.
First, let me thank Barbara Flannery and Father McManus and all those who were involved in bestowing this great prize. And let me say that I'm very, very deeply honored to receive this award on behalf of this great country. You know, I also want to thank the World Peace Prize Awarding Council for recognizing the nexus and the connection between organized labor and peace. Too many times in the past, we're not looked at as being part of the peace process. The recognition, fighting for social justice and its connection to peace, is very much appreciated by all those that have gone before me and whose shoulders that all of us stand. We want to thank the World Peace Prize Awarding Council for recognizing that connection. Sometimes, Father, we even have to fight with ourselves because sometimes we forget our own lessons and have to go back and relearn those lessons and fight just a little more and a little harder and with a little more intensity. But as we stand here today, I'd say, let's never stop fighting darkness with light. Let's never stop fighting scarcity with abundance. And let's never stop fighting hate with love. And let's never stop searching and reaching for a lasting peace, for social justice, for an economic opportunity for every last soul out there. So that every kid that gets born anywhere in the world can go where their brains and ambition can take them. I want to say thank you for this great honor, but like every honor, no one does any of these things alone. The fights that I started in some instances are still going on. The civil rights fight that I was involved in the 60s, still continues to this very day. The fight for health care for everybody continues to this day. The fight for fairness on the job continues to this very day. The fight to end poverty and bring fairness in a country that is so blessed with so much continues to this very day. And here's the only thing I can promise you. I'll continue working with all those that have given me the light and given me the courage and given me the guidance to go forward in the fight. And hopefully I'll be able to provide some of that guidance and light to those behind me. But I can promise you this. So long as I draw a warm breath, I won't stop fighting. Stop.
Well, President Trumka was a wonderful man. May he rest in peace. And for us, his memory is a blessing. At this point, I would like to do a very brief introduction of Father Sean McManus. Father McManus came to America in October 1972. And since then, he has incessantly worked for peace and justice in Northern Ireland. In 1974, he founded the Irish National Caucus. And in the words of former New York Congressman Ben Gilman, and I'm sure some of you remember Ben, he was a chairman of the House International Relations Committee. Ben said, "No one has done more than Father McManus to keep the U.S. Congress on track regarding justice and peace in Northern Ireland." On February 5, 1984, Father McManus launched one of the caucus's signature initiatives, the McBride Principles, a corporate code of conduct for American companies doing business in Northern Ireland. And Professor Joseph Thompson wrote in his foremost book, American Policy in Northern Ireland, "Thus, Father McManus became Britain's nemesis in America, the driving force that would eventually erode Britain's influence within the United States government." And it's very appropriate to tell this audience of labor leaders and labor friends that the first group that endorsed the McBride Principles was the AFL-CIO, and that was something that everybody was very proud of at the time. In addition to all his peace and justice work, Father Sean has authored several books, and My American Struggle for Justice in Northern Ireland, and the update edition in 2019, tells about the struggle to get Congress to pay attention to the situation in Northern Ireland. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you to help me welcome Father Sean McManus.
So, folks, as Joe Biden says all the time, folks, friends, people of faith believe we are here on earth to worship God and to do his will and build up the kingdom of God on this earth in solidarity, in respect for every son and daughter of God, to build up the beloved community preached by Martin Luther King. And as mentioned, not only that, but people of no faith and no religion, but of goodwill, can agree in principle with all of this. So when we zero in on justice, we do something quite wonderful. We rope in people of faith and people of no faith, but of goodwill. Every person who does not believe, but who has goodwill towards the common good and to his brothers and sisters here and the world over, every such person like that would agree totally with the essence and the principle of all this that I'm speaking about. Martin Luther King taught us that peace is the result of justice. And Pope John Paul, Saint John Paul, tells us peace is the fruit of solidarity. Peace is the fruit of solidarity. The Pope stole your battle cry and raised it up as a virtue. Think of that one. Think of that one. So the point in all of this is that it was very easy, President Floyd, for us to make the connection between World Peace Prize and labor, the people of labor, and to zero in on leaders among the labor movement who'd represent their own people. Faith is the faith that does justice. Faith is the faith that does justice on earth. If it does not do justice, it's not faith. If someone tells you, as St. John the Evangelist in his Gospel says, the person who says he loves God but hates people is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So isn't it amazing how so many of us in the world separated in an extraordinary way? You know, oh, the God's up here. People are over there. Well, I'm not all that interested in people. I'm only interested in God. God says, get out of here, because the only way you can prove you love me is by loving people. And not just in a sentimental way, but the only way you can prove you love me is build up this earth in justice, equality, respect, and fairness. That is what the World Peace Prize, that's what our mission is, to do that. And as you can see with the little clip from President Trumka, God rest him, when we got back from Korea, we went to see him, and he immediately got it, sharp as a whip. He said, what can I do to help? I want to be involved immediately. And actually, what I got off when I first spoke to Phyllis, and I got off the phone, I said to Barbara, Phyllis gets it. She just got it like that. As you see, Sean O'Brien got it. Like Trumka, he got the connection immediately. One didn't have to prove it to him. He got it. And that's what we... And then when I spoke to the president here himself, it was so apparent that you got it. And that is wonderful to see, because we just are not interested in giving out presentations, but seeing that the people who get fully understand, because that's how the message is spread, by people who understand this. I used to tell older labor leaders back in the early 50 years ago here that they were almost like people with a religious vocation, you know, a call to the religious life or something, because all of them had that. They didn't go around speaking about it, but all of them in their own self felt they were called to do this work, to do the work of labor in justice and peace. And that's what grabbed me 50 years ago by the labor. They had this motivation. And our World Peace Prize focuses on that. And that's our mission, to spread that word, because we think it's a powerful message for labor. And we urge all labor people to seize it, just like Trumka said to do, to make this connection. If you want to believe in God, you better prove it. You better prove it by doing justice. Because if you're not doing justice, your prayers are meaningless to God. And that's a constant theme right through the Old and New Testament. It's a constant theme. The faith is the faith that does justice. That tells you a little bit about the World Peace Prize. It also, I hope, tells you why this man was chosen to be an ideal exemplar for the World Peace Prize of Roving Ambassador for Peace. God bless you, Gregory. God bless you all. Barbara.
And I will read the plaque to you. World Peace Prize Roving Ambassador for Peace, Gregory Floyd, President Teamsters Local 237 and Vice President at Large, 2022, for a lifetime of dedication to justice, for realizing that without justice there is no love, for knowing that world peace is the fruit of solidarity, and for having the solidarity to live by these principles. President Floyd, would you please come up?
Wow, this is such a prestigious honor to receive an award inspired by leaders in social and labor justice like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka is humbling. Labor and justice and social justice are forever intertwined. You can't have one without the other. Equality, respect, and compassion are not only workplace goals, but should be everyday goals of humanity. Dr. King perhaps expressed it best when he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." It is the mission of the World Peace Foundation to not remain silent in the face of threats to justice and peace. And it's the mission of labor unions like Teamsters 237 not to be silent either. To help ease struggles of hardworking men and women in honor of in and of itself, and to receive an award for that effort, lets all people, and especially those of us in the labor movement, know that our efforts are recognized and valued. Thank you, Father McManus, for this honor and for the work your dynamic organization does. I remember that as a trustee of NYSERS, we supported the New York City Comptroller, at the time Bill Thompson, and his work on the McBride Principles, which set corporate goals to conduct for the conduct of American companies doing business in Northern Ireland, that launched the National Caucus on November 5th, 1984. The principles were passed into New York City law, state law, and federal law. The McBride Principles are now regarded as the most successful campaign ever against anti-Catholic discrimination in employment. Once again, I'd like to thank Father McManus and Barbara Flaherty for your work and all that you do. And I thank you for this honor. And I also want to give some context to how I was told I was being recommended for this award. Richard Trumka recommended me for this award. But when I got the call from Father McManus, I said, Richard Trumka could not have recommended me for this award because he had since passed. But Father McManus began to tell me that Richard Trumka spoke very highly of me. And I said, I only met Richard Trumka one time, and I spoke to him maybe twice since then. In August of 2000, actually it was June 2001, I was assigned to pick up Richard Trumka from the Philadelphia airport. We had a conference in Atlantic City, and I drew the short straw. I had to pick up Richard Trumka, which was about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from where we were. So when I drove to the airport and I picked up Mr. Trumka, President Trumka, he was the secretary-treasurer of the AFL-CIO at the time. Neither one of us knew the trajectory of our careers. So he got in the car and we began to have a conversation. I said, what am I going to say to this man? I don't know him. He doesn't know me. But we found common goal. We spoke about Penn State, where he was a trustee and he went to Penn State. And my father-in-law was from Reading, Pennsylvania, and he loved Penn State because his best friend in high school was an All-American at Penn State, Lenny Moore. They were high school buddies. So when we began to talk about how many people we knew from Penn State, then we started talking about the labor movement. Then he talked about his, he was injured as a football player, but he had two classmates, Lydell Mitchell, who was a running back in the NFL, and Franco Harris, who was a running back and four-time Super Bowl winner for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he told me how much he loved those two guys because they bought Park's sausage plant and put people back to work. So I'm like, okay, we're about halfway through our ride, conversation. And then he began to tell me, I told him a story that my father-in-law had never been to a Penn State game. He said, well, we're going to make that happen. So he said, you called me, he gave me his number, and I will make sure that you are able to take your father-in-law to a Penn State game. I said, wow, I'm going to be a real hero. My father-in-law never went to Penn State, and I am going to be the one to take him to a Penn State game. So at the time, in the last, I would say, 75 years, there were only two coaches at Penn State. One was Rip Engel, who probably was there about 40 years, and at the time, it was Joe Paterno was the coach, and he was there for about 50 years. So that's a lot for a great institution to only have two coaches in 75 years. So after that, it was 9/11 happened, and the world changed as we knew it. But President Trumka, Secretary of Treasury at the time, kept his promise. He gave us the tickets. We went to see Penn State play Michigan, big game, 100,000 people. So we go in, and I said, man, Penn State must be this big place. We go down the street. It was like going through somebody's yard. We go into this big area where the school was. We saw the game. Penn State lost 20-0. It wasn't one of the highlights of their careers. But the experience was coming out. It took us 3 hours to get out of the parking lot because that driveway, that street that we went down, all the cars had to get out. And it took us 3 hours to get out, almost longer to get out of the parking lot than it did to drive back to Reading, Pennsylvania from Happy Valley. And I said, you know, this was a great experience, but I could never come to another Penn State game again. But I thank President Trumka for the tickets. And every time somebody met with him that knew me, they said he would always speak highly of you. And I said, impossible. These guys are lying to me. President Trumka doesn't know me. And it wasn't until I got the call from Father McManus that I really actually knew it was true. And I'm just sorry that he didn't live for me to say thank you for the honor, but you just never know how life is. And my dad always told me, and continue to say this, always do your job because you never know who's watching you. And I just want to say thank you, and thank you all to my friends for coming out. And it's such a great honor, and I'll never forget this moment. Thank you. This concludes another edition of Reaching Out. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks for listening to Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. And be sure to tune in again at our regular time, Saturday afternoons at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer. The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by Teamsters Local 237.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk. Maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.